All right, yay, welcome back to class, everybody. Training class number 8 tonight. Oh my gosh, that's amazing to me. Yay. And also though, like, it makes sense. Like, to me it feels like it's been, I don't know, somehow faster, but also when I listen to your guys's buddy coaching, it's like, I'm like, it sounds like you have been doing this for a year, so I guess 8 weeks is like a really short amount of time. But anyhow, I'm really, really excited about tonight's call because we're going to start shifting and transitioning from the conversations around coaching theory, coaching practice, the coaching modality, coaching this, that, and the other that we've been diving into, which of course I love and would love to talk about all the time. But I also love biz dev and entrepreneurship and talking about how to save the world through working with ideal clients and things like that. So tonight we're going to be shifting, kind of steering the ship into the onto a different track, but it will be very, very much related and will draw a ton from what we have been covering in a variety of different ways. So you have everything you need under your tool belt at this point, I believe, at least, to begin brainstorming and making some pretty fun, not necessarily decisions, but exploring who it is you'd like to work with, how you'd like to serve them, what that can look like. We're going to have a lot of fun, like, dreaming stuff up in the next couple of weeks. So, exciting stuff. So tonight, let's go ahead and do, we'll do a check-in round, but let's keep it brief tonight because we're going to do interactive activities for the entire call pretty much. We're going to do a couple of different things. So let's do a check-in because I definitely want to hear how everybody is doing and any questions from the last couple of calls. Because those, oh my God, I listened back to the recordings in the last couple of days to 6 and 7, the confidence call, and then victim accountable. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I am bringing you guys through so much deep stuff. Like, you're such good sports. So for check-in round, feel free to share, like, offer up any questions you have or insights or, like, realizations that you've had since those calls. And we'll do that for maybe 3 minutes each. We'll keep it super laser. Feel free to just, like, auctioneer your update to us as quickly as you'd like to. And any highlights, any challenges as well. And then we're going to go ahead at about the half hour, switch into an activity that I made up for us to do to start exploring some fun stuff. So, hi, Ash. I just got your text. Happy that you make it. Awesome. Okay, so check-in round. Let's start with, who would like to start? I'll just take show of hands. Leah, love it. Thank you. Go for it.
Hi, ladies. I just want to thank you for being patient with me having a bunch of stuff going on. I know that all of you do, and I apologize for not making the last two amazing calls that I've heard about. And I'm feeling like things are coming into alignment, and I'm able to create more space for absorbing this. Of course, as soon as I said that yesterday, today has been a firestorm. But that's just today. The kids are back in school, so there's more routine that allows more scheduling. So thank you for that. And I'm catching up on everything. One of the biggest struggles I'm having right now is people being aware that I'm becoming a life coach and volunteering to be my clients before I'm able to create space and feel confident in that. And also being able to create boundaries of no, just because you're talking to me at a barbecue with a beer about something traumatic does not mean I'm life coaching you. So that's a new experience. And I look forward to reconnecting with all of you and being a part of the class today. So love you guys.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Leah. And we're so glad that you're back with us. And the connection is, the literal connection with your Wi-Fi right now is, like, on point. So I'm happy about that because we can see you. And thanks for speaking to that. Your polo that you sent me today, I completely spaced out that was something, or your message that you had brought up. And that's a really important thing to talk about. So I might circle back to that after check-in round if we have a few extra minutes. Yeah, like how to manage that when people are like, so what should I do? Should I quit my job? Like, my uncle, you know, Uncle Frank is a really mean guy. What should I do? Yeah, really, really important to draw boundaries. So thanks for speaking to that. That's a good thing. Who would like to go next? Perky, awesome. Perky with the beautiful dress.
Thank you. Maybe the next coaching should be on dating, because I've only dated one man. I really don't know how to date anymore. So the ladies club, ladies dating clubs have some tips. Right.
For context for the rest of you, when her key popped on and I saw her dress, I was like, are you going on a date?
And it was just gathering dust in the closet, so I decided to wear it. My daughter Reba, she showed me a funny TikTok video that how people, you know, in COVID have nothing, and she's so fond of wearing her dresses, they have nothing to do. So mostly on trash days, they started wearing heels and dresses. So today is our trash day. So she and I often joke about today's trash day. Let's dress up.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And piggybacking on what Leah was saying, I don't know the full context of it, but I once heard, like, when people start asking you, you can always say you're a dental hygienist instead of a life coach. That works, you know, because ever since I know, and especially my extended family started popping up on Facebook, and they're like, oh, this and that, or you do this, what should I do with my relationship suddenly? Like, some of my cousins that I haven't even met in ages are asking me what they should do. Oh, and like a PM, DM, you know. Anyway. Yeah, so for me, week two of school going much better as far as waking up for Ash and Fawn. I spoke to you both, and yes, I think that's going a little better. This week started off well, and your video was really, really, it was 2 minutes that you spoke about it, but I think if you should record like a YouTube on it too, on just reframing belief. And like, you can really do it to your clients all the time, and you just forget to do it about yourself. It's like too simple to be true, too good to be true. I was like, oh my God, that's so true. You know what Fawn is saying? It's like, and this morning when the alarm was ringing, it was like what Fawn is saying was going on in my head. It's not going to make a difference whether it's 7 or 9. And, you know, the belief in reframing I'm doing. And I actually got out of bed, and I went for a good nature walk also. So, yeah, happy about that.
Beautiful. Yay. Good job, Herc. I sent Herky a polo because she had some questions about discipline as an entrepreneur. And then in eavesdropping on your guys' buddy sessions, I get to hear what you're all working on. And waking up early was one of the things she's focused on. So I recently had to do a big readjust for myself around that last weekend, because I was like, slipping into sleeping in, and it was not a good situation. So I shared what works for me with her, and I'm glad that that connected with you. You wake up in the morning and I'm like hovering over your bed like
exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, I'll share that in this group. I think I can download the polo and post it. Yeah. All right, who would like to go next? Check in wise. Faith, awesome.
I'm doing good. I really don't, there's like nothing that's coming to mind. I just, things are busy, but good. So that's all I have.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I'll take it for sure.
Right? Yay. How about coaching? Well, actually, let's do like a quick check-in, and then we'll do like coaching check-in if anybody has any highs, lows, or questions that they want to offer up. We have until the half hour, so. Cool. All right. Stacey's doing good. Great, great. Ash, how's it going?
I'll combine mine since I'm not last. There's Aliana still. Okay.
I think Aliana's with low and low. Aliana, can you do a check-in tonight? I don't think so. Go ahead, Ash.
Then I'll speak to both. I'm doing well. Today, it's been a busy few weeks with consulting stuff, but that's fine. But it's also been really busy with coaching stuff, which is amazing. And so I'm doing well.
Sorry to interrupt you. You guys, Ashley was on a live radio show today.
I was like, where do I put that in here?
I was like, I'm going to do it. Yay, yes, Ash. And you had a podcast on Sunday, right? Like an hour-long podcast interview.
Yeah, and I don't know when that'll come out, but yeah, I'll share it around with people. But yes, that was a podcast interview on Sunday. That was an hour-long conversation, and then yeah, a quick live radio interview this afternoon, which was really cool. And it was all talking, you know, I got to talk about coaching and put myself out there about what I'm doing and why I became a coach, and then start being like, go to ashleydelbello.com for more information. So that's cool. And it's pretty exciting. It's been a very eventful week with those two things. And I signed another client last night and I'm waiting to hear back from one more today. So,
yay!
Yeah.
Amazing! Let's rally around Ashley for a minute here. This is freaking so exciting. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I feel weird. Thanks.
You feel weird?
No, it's, you know, the weird, the celebration, attention, like, whatever, that kind of stuff. Being like, but I have to remember, like, it's pretty fucking badass, so let me.
There we go.
Like, sit in it for a moment and actually, like.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, so that's good. And I do think, you know, I've loved our last couple of calls. Because it has had an impact on me, especially when it comes to, well, the confidence was a huge shifter for me too, but the presence and curiosity conversations that we've been having, and just that deep, like, one, the presence has just been a big game changer for me in terms of just knowing. I mean, I know it, obviously, you know, we need to be present, but the us exploring that in our conversations here, as well as just making it very much an intention on a lot of my consult calls and coaching calls and just conversations in life in general, has been a real has been a game changer for me, I think, in terms of just sitting there and letting whatever comes to mind come to mind and being fully present there with the client. So it's been very helpful. And with the curiosity, that's also just been, I've also seen a shift too in terms of, like, in some of my conversations, in terms of just continuing to dig a little bit more than what I probably normally would, or what even sometimes where it feels like maybe, I don't know, well, it still feels fine, but, you know, it's longer than what I would before trying to jump to, like, helping, helping solve or whatever it is, you know, but just staying a little bit moment, and the curiosity has led to some really cool conversations with my current clients. And so, and even on some of the consults too, I think I've talked about this in the last couple of times, but just with the consults too, not just playing around with some of that a little bit more and going a little bit deeper. And so it's been good. It's been great that we've had these conversations and these trainings around it, because I think I can see an impact from it already. It's cool.
Yay. Awesome. So I'm just going to be your hype woman for a minute here. So Ashley's website is up. And so we've talked a lot about, actually, before I share it, is it okay if I share it, Ash?
You can, but it's not perfect. Just know that.
I'm going to stick to that.
Okay.
So Ashley and I have had conversations around, and I've had this conversation with myself around this too, and probably with Kim as well when she was mentoring under me. So we don't want to get in our own way, and we don't want to keep our people from finding us, because we're perfectionists and we want to have, like, the most amazing website ever, or like our languaging right, or our photo shoot, or whatever. Like, let's get something up now so that people can find us and there's somewhere for them to go, and there's not this, like, abyss of the, like, internet. And then accept and be okay with good enough, right? So lean AF, right? So startup culture terminology, which you ladies who are not familiar or weren't in team, you'll be learning a lot about the lean business methodology. And one of the principles of that is to start with the minimum viable product, the minimum viable brand, just the bare basics. I mean, viable meaning, like, make sure it's, like, decent and it doesn't look like crap, you know, but to start really, really lean. And then order of operations, hierarchy of importance, like, what's more important, like, a gorgeous website in a year or an okay website now so that clients can find you and, like, validate that you are who you are. So so Ashley and I have had conversations around that, and we've been honest with each other about how both of us have a lot of resistance around that, but she did it and she has something up. So I'm going to share it.
Yeah.
You're both going to add anything you want to that, Ash.
Yeah, no, it was just, yeah, something to definitely work through. And I will also add, like, my designer got me some changes this morning that I haven't even really looked at, but I'm like, whatever, the website is going up and the interview's today. So here you go.
Hey. Awesome. And we had also talked about just having a landing page. Like, we don't need a full website starting out. We just need a way for people to book a session. Awesome. And contact us and learn a little bit about us. And this is amazing, Ash. I'm so freaking proud of you.
Yeah, I don't even know if the logo's right now, but hey, whatever.
I love it. Great. Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Yay, congrats. And then, yeah, two interviews and continuing with consultations. And I really want to acknowledge these benchmarks and these goalposts that you're at and that you're moving past already, because it was not too long ago that you were feeling kind of in the quicksand because the consult situation and not feeling a lot of traction around that, and then not yet having anything up online, and it was like really frustrating you. So I want to acknowledge and celebrate this because it's important.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about everything. And yeah, like you said, it is good enough for right now. And then, yeah, there's a lot, I don't know. There's been a lot of shifts lately, and I've gotten, yeah, you're right. I've gotten through a lot in the last couple months. So
awesome. Cool. There we go. Yay. Self-acknowledgement. Woohoo. Awesome. All right. Aliana, I don't think you can, but if you like and you are able to give us a check-in, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe we'll hold space kind of toward the end of the call for your check-in, Aliana, because Aliana and I had a mega call the other night, and if she wants to share anything, I want to make sure that we hold space for that. Okay, so we did personal check-in round. Let's do another quick check-in around how is coaching going? Coaching with regard to the materials, resources, reflections on the calls, clients that you may have, pro bono clients you may have, stuff like that. Let's do 3 minutes each for Herky, Stacy, Leah, and that should be great. Herky, how's it going with you?
Actually, beautiful, first of all. I'm also almost done with my landing page. I'll share with you. One's missing. Yeah, so I've been working, and I actually had somebody. There's this girl in the Philippines, and she contacted me some months back, and she sometimes does tiny little work for me, like doing a Canva or doing something on Facebook. So she helped me with that. Things were a bit overwhelming, and I thought, okay, you know what? Let's do it together. So she and I pulled off something, and I recorded a video, and we did that. And
can I speak to that? I get to be hype girl tonight. This is awesome. So Herky sent me a video the other day, and she's like, my daughter helped me with this video, and you know, just tell me your thoughts. And I didn't know necessarily what it was or what to expect. And I watched it, and it's so amazing and beautiful and so Herky, and it's like an intro overview video to welcome to the journey if you're lost, da, da, da. It's so good. And Herky is not, well, I hope it's okay if I share this, but you've had a lot of resistance toward the camera in the past, so like this is a really, really huge milestone too.
Thank you. Yeah, one milestone after another. Yeah. Yeah, as much as, you know, the entrepreneurship journey is like, I want it now, I want to do it, and just over and over, I keep realizing to be patient with my own self, because it takes time to be, whatever is your roadblock, whatever it could be as simple as, you know, disciplining, it could be as simple as facing the camera or technology or whatever, and it comes with time. So I think if I look back and tell myself, I would tell myself to be, just like with motherhood, have patience with the process. And as far as client goes, yeah, so Ash, in fact, I wanted to ask you, are you, and Fawn, I want to circle back to you on Thumbtack or whatever, like, are you targeting, are we doing, like, targeting a certain way, or are you just telling people about you, how are you, like, getting the clients? Because I happened to be talking, I was last month, and it was about, I was talking to my brother's girlfriend, and I was telling her, and I wanted to tell her at her workplace, do you think there's any opportunity like this about women empowerment or anything like that, or stress relief or meditation, anything like that? It's funny that at the end of the call, she said, hey, you know, I love this stuff that you're talking about, and I want to sign up with you. And I was like, ooh, okay. Because I wasn't sure, because, you know, this is a delicate relationship, and what if she ends up talking about my brother, and how am I supposed to handle that, and with family, and... So I kept quiet, like, ooh, that sounds good, and I just left it. But then next week she was like, okay, sorry on it. And then she was like, okay, let me sell you the money. I was like, okay, it works, I guess. You know, I just, and then I keep hearing about unless I go out. So I've not been actively doing it. And that's something now I feel like a little pushed. And that's why I'll book that call with you also about some biz dev. But generally, how are you, like, what's your outreach? Like, do you have a strategy or you just talk to people? Or
I can answer for myself. I have just, a couple of my clients have come through Thumbtack, and so that's where some of them, but I will say that has been some, I don't know, it's been hit or miss for me. And so Thumbtack has been great practice for consults, that's for sure. and so that's good. And but yeah, a couple of them have come from there, and then actually the majority of them have come from Thumbtack.
Okay.
And then one woman that I'm working with is from she was a referral from a colleague who I did a practice coaching session with. And I feel like there will also be probably, even just with my consulting job, just some they also know that I'm a coach. Yeah. So I feel like some of that, there will start to be some stuff like that. I mean, people have said, I want to coach with you, and I like some of that. And so they just haven't pulled the trigger on it, and who knows if they're whatever, but anyways, I felt like some of that there. But yeah, one was a referral from actually a colleague at Amgen. She had a practice session with me, and then she was like, that was amazing, and referred me to one of her colleagues who I'm actually working with. Okay. And where else have the others? I mean, I'm just trying right now. I'll try to be like, I'm active on social and sharing some of the stuff that I'm doing. I will, when I have this podcast interview, I'll probably share it again on social and all of that. Yeah. Instagram gets me when I hashtag stuff. Sometimes other people follow me, not that it's turned into anything, but you never know. So other people will turn, like, I don't know. So we'll see, like, and what I mean, like, follow me outside of my current network. And then I want to start exploring LinkedIn a little bit more too, especially for the people who I'm targeting. I just haven't yet. But yeah, I think others is just kind of like natural conversations with people. And if it comes up organically about, you know, what I do or whatever, then I'm sharing that and, you know,
right,
where it kind of leads to. And the other thing that I've done is like found like a couple of different online forums, which is how the podcast interview came to me, where it's other, you know, it's just, it's for women. It's called Girl Boss, and it's a huge forum, and there people post all the time on some of that, and there's a lot of, like, depending on what, like, category you're on, but there's a lot of people who are just starting out on things or whatever, or just starting their podcast interviews and are looking for people to be interviewed, and so that's how that one came about. And I don't know, but I'll sometimes comment on some different things, or I think I put, you know, when I was doing practice coaching, I put out like something out there, like I'm offering free coaching sessions for anybody who's interested and that kind of stuff. And so in some coaching session or two came from that. Nothing happened from it afterwards, but still, it's just, I don't know, finding different ways to put what I do out there in an organic way, in terms of, like, you know, answering different questions and stuff on that forum when it makes sense and when I have the actual time to do it. But yeah.
I'm going to interject here for the sake of time. And also, we're going to be talking about marketing probably at the end of this call, and also definitely on the next call. So I want to talk about all of this, but I also want to get to the other stuff we have. And Stacey has to hop out, so I have to time this. great question,
thanks,
though, Turkey.
Really, yeah, and thanks. Really, really helpful.
Thanks, Ash. Yeah. Stace, how about you, coaching-wise?
It's been really really great. The only thing has been it's been a really busy couple of weeks getting the kids back up and running with school. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've kind of lost momentum, but the coaching that I have done recently has been really powerful and helpful. I guess I'm just low energy tonight. I don't feel weird, but I just feel very content, and like things are going good.
Great. Awesome. You're in a little bit of like Blisstopia or like Kush energy.
Something like that, yeah. Which is It's great.
Okay.
For
awesome.
Now.
Quick question for you, Stace. Can you – oh, go ahead.
Go. No, you go.
You go.
I was going to say I probably need to log off at, like, 4:30 to go get the kids ready and then get in the car, and then I'll, like, hop back on.
Okay. Does that work? Can you talk while you – well, the kids will be in the car.
I can talk, and or we can do it separate, whatever you want.
Okay. Let's
We'll only be driving
with – side call.
Okay. I'll only be driving with them from 4:40 to 5, and then 5 will just be me on my phone alone driving.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, we'll do this activity, you and I, Stace, on a side call when we connect in the near future. Okay, cool.
Okay,
so you
perfect.
Can just listen into the awesome. Okay. All right, so let's see. Leah, how's coach? You kind of spoke to this, but if there's anything else you want to share, feel free.
I told you guys when I started this journey, my clinically diagnosed OCD was making me trying to memorize and be able to regurgitate upon command all the information I'm absorbing. So I switched my process to sort of revisiting things that I thought were important that I hadn't really absorbed. And I basically put
– we lost Julia. Can you hear me, Leah? Looks like connection broke. Leah, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but if you can, maybe try turning off the video feed. And while she's diagnosing that, we'll see if Aliana has anything to check in about yet. Okay, she's gone. Okay, well, I'll wait for Leah to get back to finish her share. And yeah, I'm like hesitant to share, say anything with Leah without Leah here. Okay.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yay. Yes, we can hear you. Awesome.
We jinxed ourselves saying my connection was
good. My bad.
It's been really good last week. And then we had the fires and power outages. And so things were weird. So in any case, I separated it into 3 categories. Resources I will constantly refer to, things that I feel confident in my absorption of the knowledge, and things that I feel like I need to revisit so that I can feel better organized. So that's where I am with the content and then catching up. As far as coaching goes, I have 3 different potential clients I'm wanting to connect with you, Fawn. On like my contractual agreements and my questions, because I know this will shock you, but I think I'm getting a little too deep right up front and I might need to reel some of those questions in. And then we'll start those. One of them I'm not really sure I want to work with because we're looking at generations of, substance abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, prison time. And I just am not sure that I'm ready to jump into that quite yet. There's a lot there. And it might be difficult to overcome because there's a wall of
we lost you again, Leah.
I'm back.
Okay.
It just blinked. I was of personal growth. It's more of a why did this happened to me and why do I have this terrible life? So I'll visit with you later on that, but that's where I'm at on that subject.
Thanks for sharing. Awesome. It sounds like you're getting, a lot of you are doing this too, like getting reorganized now that we're significantly into the journey and you have action items and resources and things that you've learned under your belt and you're kind of organizing this stuff so that you can refer to it in a way that's efficient or at least like helpful in continuing to move forward without feeling like you're buried under a mountain. Good for you. Yeah, awesome. I like the way that you split that up too. That's a good idea, the categories. Awesome. And you speak to something.
Can you say what that was again, the categories that you did, Leah?
I just broke it into resources that are valuable that I'll constantly refer to. Like there's just too much information for me to memorize it, but I know that I'll be using it again and again. And then resources that I feel I've confidently absorbed the information on, like I'm done with you, but I might revisit you down the road. And then resources that I don't feel like I'm absorbing the information on, that I really need to sit down and make notes and talk it out. So just kind of, I get it, I don't get it, and I get it, but I'm going to use you a lot.
Awesome. Love that. And you speak to something that I do want to speak to just for a couple of moments here. So I hope it's okay that I share this. Leah, I think it will be. So probably no surprise to any of you, Leah is one of the like most awesome people in our hometown. And lots 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 of people love being around Leah and enjoy her company. And she is so incredibly generous with her, naturally with herself and her time and her love and her essence. And so earlier when you were sharing, Leah, that people are kind of coming out of the, you know, like coming up to you and like, oh, you're coaching, right? Like it's that, it's going to happen a lot for you. So I'm really, really glad that you were speaking to boundaries a little bit earlier, just for yourself, like knowing like how to manage that, mitigate that. But then also as we get started, right, like family members, friends, people hear about it, get curious about it, come to us, and some people may even say, I'm ready, like, I want to work with you, or, you know, I've got the money, or whatever it is. And I can promise you, in my experience, that if there is any hesitation on our side intuitively or a gut feeling around, like, this is going to be a situation for one of us or both of us, I really encourage you to give yourself permission to not feel obligated to work with that person. If it doesn't feel in alignment for you, if it doesn't feel, I mean, starting out, we work with a variety of different people. So we get our sea legs. We learn a lot that way. So I'm not going to say like, unless you're 100% sure, don't work with people. Like that's, you know, whatever. But with, it's like with dating or with friendships or with, you know, just quality of life and standards. I highly, highly encourage you to be honest with yourselves, not to say you can't help them. Maybe you can point them in a helpful direction. Maybe you have like a once a month circle around and you give them some books and some stuff or whatever. I've done a lot of that when I was first starting out. And so paying attention for coachability. We've talked a lot, or at least a fair amount of, about coachability on these calls, especially the more recent ones. Pay attention for coachability. Pay attention for rapport. Do you like this person? Is their personality something that you're like down for? And that like client and rapport wise, because you're going to be spending a lot of time with them. And then the mental health overlay of coaching and how much that might impact the coaching and how much that might impact their coachability, because there's a lot of there can be a lot of overlap there and it can confound a lot of stuff. Once you get more experience, or if you feel comfortable working with somebody who has a mental health, you know, a disability or something like that, that's cool. But by all means, it's not anything to take lightly. And I'm really glad that you're exploring that, Leah, and you're not just like diving into it. I mean, cause we're prone to, at least I am, cause I'm like, I can at least help in some way. So yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm way over my head. So yeah, ladies, give yourself permission like to hold your boundaries. Yeah.
When Fawn's in the hometown, I've watched people do to her what is happening to me now. They're like, let me corner you and tell you my whole life story. And so long story short, Roxy's is the most dive bar in our hometown. In fact, I didn't step foot in there until I was 43 on a full moon bike ride because I'm that scared of it. And I am on day 10 of a sobriety kick, and I'm in Roxy's last night, and this guy walks up and goes, "This my life coach." And then the Roxy's crowd came at me with all their life stories, and I'm looking at Seth like, "We gotta go, we gotta go." All my energy is being sucked out of me. So yeah, that happened.
Oh my God, it's like a zombie apocalypse. They're like, coach me.
Yeah, I'm not that guy's life coach. I don't know his name. He stood to my left at a campfire 3 weeks ago, but otherwise. I was like, no, when I life coach, there's like an agreement and privacy, no audience.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Start, draw those boundaries now. Get real clear with yourself about what the rules of engagement are for you. I think this behooves all of us in every way in our lives. Like, however we start something is however the thing is going to continue. Like, even if we're like, oh, I'll get better later, or I'll tighten things up later, we set the standard out the gate. We teach people how to treat us. We teach ourselves. We communicate to ourselves subconsciously and consciously what our standards are by how we start things out. So, own your no. Own your no.
Do not wear your life coach hat in Roxy's. Note to self. Yes.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Congrats on 10 days of abstinence. That's awesome. Yay. Hi, Aliana. Good to see you.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. Do you want to check in with us real quick? We'd love to hear from you, and we haven't started the next activity yet, so it's good timing.
Okay. So Fawn and I had a very, like, when I mean, like, such a, like, deep call, I swear it was, like, an outer body experience. So I was just, you know, venting to Fawn about, like, my fears and just, you know, not being able to connect with people. For some reason, I had that stupid fear. So it turns out to be it stems from my whole childhood. And we dived so deep. I saw myself as a little girl and, like, different phases. And it was just so healing. I was a wreck during the call and afterwards. And when I mean, like, full freaking circle, literally full circle. So the cloud that was hanging over me was hanging over me as a child. And now it's finally, like, I could see the sun again. So, yeah, thank you, Fawn.
Yeah, oh my gosh, thanks for sharing that. Oh, it was amazing. It was like one of those level 3 listening from Coactive where it's like we're just like in this like outer space zone.
Yeah, super.
Yeah, and I just to couch that a little bit. So on the last call, we had talked about inner child just briefly because Herky had some really great questions around like healing inner child so that we can resolve present day stuff. And we like touched on that a little bit. And then I've hinted at it a couple of times and we will, that's going to be like probably like a bonus masterclass where whoever wants to come show up, like I'll teach it basically. And then also anybody who's interested in specifically exploring that personally for yourselves, if there's something that you're noticing is getting in your way, could be around coaching, could be around something else that is like you've been trying to use mindfulness or presence or reframing or blah, blah, blah. And it just seems to be like the tape seems to be jammed in the tape player. I am totally open and available to do like a standalone. It's what I did with Aliana is not necessarily what I'll be teaching you ladies. I went like a lot deeper with her in a couple of different other angles, but, I'm happy to do that with all of you, and then I'll teach you specifically the inner child healing ceremony part 2 as well. I mean, so yeah, feel free to just reach out and or specifically request that, and I'm more than happy. I love it. It's such an incredible thing. So yay, thank you. Actually, would you be Aliana, would you be willing to share if anything has like kind of crystallized anything that's shifted or something that
honestly
felt one way
it was instantly I felt like this kind of like, you know how like a snake sheds?
Oh god.
Yeah. That sorry. But yeah, that's literally how I felt. Like I was just shedding a piece of me afterwards and like I saw an instant shift. I woke up the next day just so grateful and I was just like reciting what my child self was telling me and what my future self was telling me. And it was just honestly like magical, you know, and like, I can't even explain it. Sorry, I'm at a loss.
No, it's fine. What shifted for you around the, like, one of the core things that came up was a fear of other people not connecting with you because you're not, like, good enough or qualified enough.
Yeah, it was honestly just letting that go and just made me realize, literally, if I can just be myself, that's all I have to be. And if I'm just, like, immersed in the present moment, there's no fear of rejection. There's no fear of rejection within myself. Like, none of that exists. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And also remembering that I'm a being of light and I'm a gem and I'm right where I'm supposed to be and I'm still learning and just embracing that I'm a newbie and embracing being a student of life. So.
Huge. Like each one of those themes are like massive. Yay. Awesome. Thanks for being willing to do the deep work. And it happened so organically. I wasn't like planning on doing that on the call with Aliana, but it like the coordinates happened and I was like, hey, can you be willing to like,
I was like, yes.
Beautiful. Cool. Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great segue actually into the activity that we're going to do right now. So, love the check-ins. Thanks for tuning in with each other and with me, letting me know how things are going. So tonight we're shifting into biz dev mode, and I want to be very clear about something because not all of you have experienced the entrepreneurship masterclass and or just my kind of general experience around business and entrepreneurship. It's awesome. It is so fun and it is, you can do anything you want and you get to create the life of your dreams and have the impact you want to have. And everything we're going to be learning, I want to invite you to play, to learn and grow and stretch. And in biz dev, there's a ton of testing, a ton of trial and error, a ton of like Ashley can relate. I can relate consultations where it's like, nope, sorry, I can't afford it. Nope, I don't. Right. So, but if we can, I encourage you all to view this as like, this is the game of life and entrepreneurship and business is a way that we get to play and create and learn and really truly be, do and have anything that we want. It's not overnight. It's not like snap of fingers or whatever, but it is possible. And so I'm saying this because sometimes I think there's a perception around entrepreneurship or business that it's like drudgery, it's arduous, you know, we're coaches, we're not like accountants or, you know, like all the things that fall under the business umbrella. And yes, there's a lot to it, but that's why I'm here. That's why I've got some badass mentors throughout the years to like funnel stuff to you. And, you know, if there's ever anything that I can't speak to directly, I will always, always help you source whatever you're looking for. But yeah, so I think there can be like a story around business. Even I sometimes, you know, it visits me sometimes too. But really, if you can just play with enjoying it and viewing it as like a great friend or this really cool project or art project or thing that you get to live inside of and like work with, it'll help tremendously as you move forward and get your businesses off the ground. It'll make it a hell of a lot easier, not easier in the sense of the doing, but easier in the sense of the mental meaning making that happens along the way. So, and this, makes a huge, huge, huge difference for me. Like I've had a blast in creating my business, the highs, the lows, the furnaces and the, you know, the flowers, like it's all been a blast for me. And I've had a lot of people, other entrepreneurs, friends in my circle, partners, you know, et cetera. Like, how do you keep your sanity? Like, isn't this really frustrating? And it's like, no, not, it's rarely, because I just choose to see this as a dance in a way, as opposed to, I don't know, something that's like laborious and a bummer, right? So I invite you all to explore that and have fun with it on your side as well. Because if we're going to be doing it anyway, we may as well gamify it, right? Or remember that it's okay to have fun too. Cool. Okay, so as part of that, tonight we're going to be exploring the umbrella theme of ideal client. And everything, I'm going to do a mind map, I promise, so that there's a visual for this next time. But everything is connected to your ideal client. Everything is connected to that ideal client. And on a larger scale, your niche or your specific audience. Your business exists to powerfully serve and radically uplift the ideal clients that you, whoever it may be, that you are encountering. And I talk about this on the video that I posted, so I'm not going to go into more detail about that. But I just want you ladies to know that this, we can't figure out the business part and our brands, our brand messages, our brand messaging, our webs. We can't figure any of that stuff out. We don't even need to be really thinking about that, except for the MVP, like landing page stuff, until we understand our ideal clients and until we understand ourselves in context with and to our ideal clients. And then we can start building the empire. And when we do it this way, when we do the order of operations in this direction, our businesses will thrive. They will succeed. It's a formula and it works. Whereas just conversely, a lot of people, business owners, entrepreneurs, say, oh, okay, like I'm going to figure out all of the things first. The branding and the fancy website and the marketing consultants and, you know, all that stuff before they even have a confident sense of who they're even speaking to and wanting to work with. And that's where things fall flat on their face, because we can build the most beautiful castle in the world, but if nobody's interested in the castle or no one needs the castle, no one's going to come to the castle. Like, who are we building it for? I mean, I would want a castle for myself, but so we want to make sure that everything we're building and everything we're creating and everything we're doing is in alignment with the North Star of serving our ideal clients. So there's two elements to that, right? There's the ideal client and there's us, right? And when they come together, they create magic and the light can shine. So tonight we're going to do two activities. We're going to do one activity that is focused on ourselves, like our part in that dynamic. And then we're going to do another activity that is facing toward the ideal client exploration part of that dynamic. And the first exercise I'm going to have you do, it's going to be fun. We're going to do breakout rooms. I've done breakout rooms before, but I haven't facilitated them on any of the LFP-related calls. So I was brainstorming like how to do this tonight, and breakout rooms I think are the best way. So side note related to this, this kind of comes from my experience in an in-depth training. I think I did it for about 4 to 6 months or so, about 5 years ago, in a modality called authentic relating, AR for short. Who's heard of authentic relating? Anyone heard of this? Oh, awesome. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay. So authentic relating is all over the world now. It started, I think, about 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And without going into it too much, it's this super cool. You like get together with people and you show up authentically and you play games and you like learn communication tools. And there's someone's facilitating. There's like someone who's familiar with like the AR approach, but it's like, it's so real and raw. And the idea is to be in a safe space for being really socially, all of our social stuff will come up in, right? Like discomfort around people we don't know well, like the exercises are to help and like specifically oriented to safely open up socially and authentically feel into our honest selves and how we honestly show up. So there's some like amazing activities that the AR community has developed and that I've had an opportunity to do. And like from the outside, sometimes it's like, it might seem a little like woo-woo or like hippie, but it's really badass. And I think it alone is changing the world. Like they're bringing it into corporate and helping people to like take off the corporate mask and all that stuff. Anyway, so with Authentic Relating, the idea is to, if there were to be a goal per se in the overall modality, it's to be in presence with somebody else and you get like an activity or a prompt or something and to explore that to the stretchiest edge that feels stretchy for you. And just by nature, for most people, I know for me, when I started going to these classes, I was like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. So just by nature of being in it, but since we all know each other, it'll probably be less stretchy. But the idea is to help us tap into our authenticity and let go of or notice when we might want to like say a certain thing a certain way or like, oh, I'm going to say the coolest thing about this thing, right? And over time, I think the training was 12 weeks that I was in. Over time, it's just amazing what can happen when we start to recognize what's authentic and what's not within ourselves and like feel into that and have different ways to like play with that. So one of the activities that Authentic Relating has is, I still remember to this day how uncomfortable it was for me. I was like, are you kidding me? And it's the simplest thing ever. It's 2 minutes in presence with somebody else, but this was live. I was like in a live group of like 15 people or something. So you pair up with somebody else and you sit across from them and you look them in the eyes the entire time, like looking them directly in the eyes, like no eye shifting. I mean, we notice when our eyes shift because they do. It's like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to look this person in the eyes, this person that I don't know. And so you're across from them and then they have 2 minutes to share anything they want with you. And it can be from their day, it can be a story, it can be anything they want, they get to choose. And we just sit silently across from them and look at them in the eyes and essentially like acknowledging their presence. But it kicks up so much, like that inner voice is like, oh my God, like this feels really weird. I'm uncomfortable. I don't even know what to do right now. What do I do with my hands? Like, duh. Like it's like all that stuff starts coming up and it's a way to help us practice like coming back into the present moment with somebody else. And we did this exercise enough times where, and we got to know each other in the class too, but like the presence was more accessible, even with like other people that we didn't know yet in the group, by nature of practicing this way. So we're going to do a variation of this tonight, and you ladies know each other, so it'll be, you know, be a little different. And we're on Zoom. I was like, how am I going to do this in Zoom? I don't know, but we'll do our best. And then the other part of that activity is there's two ways to do that. Either person A shares and then person B just listens. And then at 2 minutes, person B shares what they heard from person A. Person A doesn't say anything back, and then you switch. Or person A shares for 2 minutes, and then person B shares for 2 minutes. And it's just that. So tonight, let's do the first one. We'll do person A shares for 2 minutes, and person B just listens. So no, even like, I know this is counter because it's like you're learning as coaches how to be like in rapport in the moment and like say, mm-hmm, or oh, cool, but just listen, be present. And then at the 2 minute mark, then person B will reflect back to person A what they heard. No expectations. You don't have to summarize or paraphrase or say the right thing or whatever. It's just, what did you hear? And then we'll switch the dyad. Is this making sense? Good. Okay, cool. I have an Authentic Relating games book I bought last year, and there's like a ton of exercises. I pulled this up earlier. Let's see. I don't know. There's like 100 or something exercises. So I'll post this as an extra resource in case you ladies are interested. It's oriented toward like in-person groups. So I guess it's an opportunity to modify, but it's cool to read through them because you can still kind of get a sense of like what this exercise is helping us do socially to, like, you know, open up more. And there's authentic relating chapters in most major cities too. So now, at least, it's brought it out of Austin and Berkeley, and now most major cities have AR circles, and a lot of, like, smaller places too. So if you're interested in when COVID's over, they usually are doing, like, weekly AR authentic relating activities, and it's such a cool community. I can't even, like, they're great. Okay, so ladies, what you are going to be sharing with each other tonight as we focus on the you part of the you and your ideal client is you are going to be sharing with your partner. You're going to be sharing with them what you're like when you are free to completely be yourself. And I'll put the prompts in the chat. I don't know if that shows up in the breakout rooms. I hope it does. But so let me just grab my questions here. Here we go. Okay. So the prompts are, I'll do a little screen share. Don't worry about writing these down. Like, it's, we're just going for, like, the general gist here. So person B is going to ask person A something to the effect of, tell me about you when you're completely free to be yourself. Or tell me about you when you're freely embodying your authentic self. What are you doing when you're feeling totally authentically you? What kinds of things do you love to do when you're free to be yourself? What do you daydream about, read about, like, nerd out about? How do you show up around other people when you're completely being yourself? So you're welcome to use these questions, or we're going to select, because the person's going to be for 2 minutes. Now that you all know what the questions are, and kind of the general direction around the share here, person B, feel free to ask this first one for sure. And then if you feel called to add anything to that for them that you're really curious about, you can do so. But the first one, if you just want to stick with this first one, that's totally cool. And then whoever is sharing, just find it within yourself to really tap into, like, okay, when I'm my authentic self, like, I nerd out, I listen to this kind of music, I go and I, like, get takeout for myself of this kind of food, when I'm hanging out with people and I'm in, like, in the zone, these are the kinds of things I notice myself doing. And, like, so as you share, like, keep drawing out, keep, like, sharing about you when you're free to be yourself, like, totally free to be yourself. Is this making sense? Cool. Okay. So let's go ahead and do breakout rooms. And let me see. There's four of you. It's like five. I don't know, but it's me. Okay. So we'll do... I'm just going to do a random coin flip in my head right now. Ashley, Leah, and then Herky and Aliana. Okay, cool. And I don't know how to do the timer thing, you guys. So if you could, one of you could, person B, if you could grab your phone and be the steward of time, that would be wonderful. So 2 minutes share and then a 1 minute reflection, and then you guys can switch roles. So in total, it might be around like 8 minutes or something like that, 8 to 10 minutes. If you have any questions, you can come back and ask me or, yeah. Yes, Aliana.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Of course.
Sorry, it, like, froze up when you were talking. So there was the list of questions. We're just doing the first question and timing, and then we'll come back to group, or are we doing all the questions and timing?
Right. So feel free to just do the first question as the as person B, the person asking. You can just do the first question, and if there's anything else that you feel like you'd love to hear them share, you can add like one more question or like a flavor or something, and then that's it. And then the other person is sharing.
Okay.
For 2 minutes, and then at 2 minutes, then you will reflect to them what you heard them share for 1 minute.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, awesome. And then you guys can swap. Cool. And as you're sharing, I know we're on Zoom, but as much as possible, try to pretend you're like in the same room together, sitting across from each other and like holding that presence and really like looking them in the eyes, even though it's a weird thing to do on Zoom. Let's see if we can emulate that like kind of stretchy, intimate authenticity and like lean into that and somehow over the virtual airwaves feel the physical intimacy of that as well. Okay, so let's see if it lets me. Cool. Awesome. All right, so really, 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 really feel free to share anything and everything about how you show up when you are really, truly, authentically you. Okay, have fun. Is it working? Hi, Faith, okay. Is that you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah.
Hey. Sorry about this schedule thing.
No, no worries. We just went into breakout room, so you and I can do this exercise together. It's perfect.
Oh, cool. Perfect. Yay.
Are you driving? I shouldn't assume that. Are you driving?
No, I am driving, but I'm just like on a side road, so it's not anything like crazy.
Cool. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, and then you get to share with me everything that comes up for you around this question, and you get 2 minutes to share this with me, and I'm not going to interrupt you. I'm not going to say anything back. I just want to be here to hear everything that comes out.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Awesome. Actually, there's a few questions contextually that I just went through with the lady. So I'll read a few questions just so you kind of know what we're doing, and then I'll read the actual prompt, and then we'll hit go.
Got it. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So this is about, with our clients, there's two parts of the equation, right? There's us and then there's our ideal client. And so this exercise is helping explore the us part of it, right? The you part of it.
Okay.
So these questions, I'm just going to riff through these kind of quickly, and then I'll circle back and ask you the main prompt. So,
okay, perfect.
The main prompt or the theme here is, tell me about you when you are completely free to be yourself. When you're completely freely embodying your authentic self, what are you doing when you're feeling totally authentically you? What kinds of things do you love to do when you're free to be yourself? What do you daydream about, read about, nerd out about? How do you show up around other people when you're completely being yourself? So main prompt, and then I will eagerly listen to whatever comes up for you.
And this this is just like in general. It's not necessarily about coaching.
Yeah, great. Yeah, good clarifying question. Yeah, just all about you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, awesome. So tell me all about you when you are completely free to be yourself.
I think the first thing that popped into my head was just being around people. I'm an extreme extrovert, so I feel happiest and warmest when I'm around other people and sharing stories or, you know, like entertaining, you know, hosting dinner or going to someone else's dinner. I feel light and optimistic and positive, and I'm usually pretty goofy if I'm in a really good place, so I'm usually pretty playful. What else? I'm happiest, like, set of nature and serenity, but then also close access to, like, culture and, you know, going to see a live band or going to see some really cool light installation or something like that. I really love just like good food and company and, what else? I love just creative things. I'm obsessed with real estate. It's like an addiction for me, looking for like places and kind of like seeking out like what's the newest hip cool place and like thinking about what could evolve from that, I guess. Not so much like $7 million homes, but like what are the cool next cities and like where can artists move or creatives move, you know, to like be creative and like kind of debunk the system, I guess. I like alternative thinking to society, I guess. I think about that a lot. Like, how do you get out of the racket of, you know, what everybody else is doing, I guess. I'm still going.
10 more seconds.
I think I hit on it, but nature is super important to me. I feel really inspired when I'm outside and can be by a campfire and by water and active. And yeah, I think that sums it up.
Thank you for sharing that. I love that. So my role now is I'm going to reflect back to you what I heard. And I wasn't taking notes. I was totally in peer presence, just like right here with you. So
perfect.
Yeah. So what I heard is that you're very social. You love being around people, very extroverted, really enjoy connection and activities with other people. You enjoy nature. Being in nature is a very important thing for you, and also being in proximity or in semi-frequent contact with culture and events and art and things that fill you from the inside out in the world, like in the variety and the flavors of the world. I heard that you really love real estate, and specifically you love to research and kind of nerd out about different new places or undiscovered places or unconventional, non-traditional, kind of different from the system, places to live or things to do or communities and artists, and that really fills you to think about and to learn more about. And that I think the overall sense, and of course I know you, so there's that part of it too, the overall sense of what you shared is that what brings you when you're free to be yourself, you're in situations that bring you alive the most. And those situations are in nature, around other people and art and culture. And when you're in those situations, you show up with engagement and enthusiasm and connection and curiosity and involvement.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
Bingo.
Yay. Yeah. And all of that checks out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, right? It's very true.
Definitely. Oh my goodness. Awesome. So since the other ladies are, let me see. They have a, no, they don't. Okay. To give you context around this activity, that was awesome to hear, by the way. Thank you for sharing that. And it's like channeling it and answering that so organically. That was great. So just quickly, and you can listen back to the call recording, of course, but I was in a training, like a ongoing workshop for about 3 or 4 months, I think, in a modality called authentic relating. Are you familiar with
that? No, AR? I haven't heard that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. So I can almost guarantee you there's a few authentic relating pods in Portland. So what it is, I think it sprouted up about 10 years ago, and kind of originated in Austin and in Berkeley. And basically what authentic relating is it's people getting together and intentionally playing games and learning communication tools and stretching into the stretch zones of our authentic self around others, around new people, around really stretchy subjects and topics, exercises, things like that. And it's such a welcoming, non-judgmental, safe place to do that. And it's amazing. And it's grown, like, now it's all over the world. It's international. There's authentic relating groups everywhere. So I took this training and it was just like so powerful and also very like sweet, because like just all kinds of different people came for the training. There was like 15 of us in the class, and it was like, you know, somebody who's like a logger and then the barista down the street and such a great assortment. And totally. You know, everybody has their own unique stretch zones of what's super uncomfortable for them socially. And so we got to play together and get uncomfortable, but know that we were like held in this safe space. And it was facilitated really well by a dear friend of mine. So they have like tons of games that they play in authentic relating. And one of them that we did that stretched the shit out of me was this activity where we sat across from somebody else, and I happened to just barely know this person. And for 2 minutes, they share anything they want, and we just gaze in their eyes. We eye gaze for 2 minutes as they share whatever they want with us. And
oh my gosh.
We're meant to just be present with them and not say anything. And then do the, like, reflect back what we heard and then switch roles. But at the time, my gosh. it was so stretchy. And then I ended up dating the guy.
That's awesome. Well, you have beautiful eyes. I'm sure he was like, what? I forgot what I was saying.
That's so really funny. It's such a great crew. Like, when COVID passes, I encourage everybody to see if there's a local authentic relating circle in their area, because it's just fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I like that. Mm-hmm.
So I was like thinking about the activities for tonight, and I was like, how can I adapt an in-person authentic relating over Zoom? And I was like, well, I guess breakout rooms could work.
Yeah. So. No, that's a good idea. Yeah, for sure. I like it.
Awesome. I'm just going to send a message to see how everybody's doing.
Cool. I always feel bad. Wednesdays are like a really big day for me because I've got the kids and they're in school, and then they always end up being busy. So I always end up being so tired on Wednesday nights.
Aw, it's okay. I mean, from my side, it's fine. We all understand. What night or what time would be better for you?
I don't have the Thursdays, but don't like worry about it. I can totally like manage it.
Just curious.
Thursdays are my only non-consistent non-kid night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I have them other time. I have other nights off, but it's not a consistent thing. It's like a every other Monday, every other Friday type thing.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm glad that, thank you for making it work with your schedule.
Totally.
Hi, Herky. Who else is back? We've got a blank square. Hey. Oh, got a chat. Okay.
So Alina was with me. Does she come back directly here, or she has?
She should. Did you see the message that I? Oh, there she is. Welcome back. We'll do a quick share, and then we'll see if you guys want to take a break or keep going. Did that go okay, Herky, Aliana? Cool. And did you see my message that I put that, come back when you're, okay, cool. Just want to make sure that Ashley and Leah have that. I was just telling Stacey, when I did this activity, the eye gazing reflection one, listening reflection one, I didn't know the person very well at all. I had just like just met them, and then I ended up dating them for like 7 months. Yeah, it was really funny. It was like the most awkward thing at first because he was really, really sexy. And so the eye gazing was like really extra awkward.
Yeah, I was asking you for dating tips. You gave me one now. When COVID thing goes, I'm going to go.
There you go, Herky. You could go to these events.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of true.
Yeah. You know, and I speak a lot, you know, the eyes at least.
Ashley and Leah, I was just sharing with these ladies that the person in that activity when I was doing it in real time, the person that I did that with, I didn't know him very well, but we ended up dating for like 6 or 7 months after that. And he was really good looking, and it was extra awkward because of that. Leah, it's Justin. Justin was my eye gaze partner.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So funny. Awesome. Okay, let's
he also
do.
Brought us together.
It did. Yeah. How was that for everybody? Let's do a share. Well, does anybody need to take a break like at this moment? If so, you can hop off and come back as quickly as possible. But I'm gonna keep cruising if you guys are doing okay. All right, it looks like we're good. Cool. All right, so I'll just go in a circle and invite you to share how that went. Herky, how was that for you?
It was beautiful. I was just sharing with Aliana, like whatever she was saying and whatever, it's like resonated so well. Like when I was listening to her, I was in presence, and whenever she was saying, it was like she's taking words out of my mouth, and it was like I was in that, so beautiful to listen. But then I suddenly remembered, oh my God, what if I don't remember? My memory is not that good. What if I take notes? And you were talking about the inner voice, and I'm like, oh my God. I was enjoying the moment, and there comes this thought, and I'm like, go away, go away. And so then I just listened to her, and I went back to just listening, and I was enjoying it too. Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. So there were moments of like she would share something that literally resonated with you, and you felt like a exactly. response around that. Aw, beautiful. How about you, Ash?
It was good. Similar to Herky, I had the like, oh, do I need to be writing this down? What if I forget? And then I'm like, nope, let's come back to the present moment. Whatever you like remember, you will remember and able to reflect back. Like, it's fine. Like, the whole point is just to be present, so stop. But so it was just one, a good as it's designed to be a good exercise and being present. So that was cool. And it was just, I mean, one, Leah's awesome, so it's just cool to like catch up and hear, you know, hear what's going on and how she is. But then it's also from my perspective of the one person sharing it, it was nice. Well, one, it was harder to talk about yourself in for 2 minutes than expected, because it's when we were even talking about this before, and it's like I'm with my husband all the time now, and it's COVID, and so it's like a different like atmosphere of like when you're just like free to just whatever. But fortunately, I'm free to be like whatever I want to be around him, so that's nice. But yeah, from that, so that perspective. But then it was also good to hear it reflected back, because it one she explained it in a way that gave me, like, sometimes I felt like I was struggling for words to describe to her what I was trying to convey, but she was able to understand that and convey that back to me and gave me some like different words around what she was hearing. So it was cool to see that.
Awesome. So you had some of the chatterbox like in there too, like take notes or what if I forget or and then remembering to come into presence. Yeah. Great. Cool. How about you, Aliana? How was that?
It was awesome. I felt like Herky took me on like a virtual tour. So I really enjoyed it. I did find myself kind of like, oh my God, I should be taking notes. Am I smiling too much? yeah. And then when I was explaining to Herky how I would feel, I would find myself like my eyes just wandering off. So I was like, oh, shit, I'm supposed to be looking at her in the eyes. And then it was nice seeing her reflecting it back to me, like, what I had said. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm hearing a familiar theme around the noticing of, like, attention. coming back. Yeah, great. How about you, Leah? Oh, I don't know if you're Leah. Are you there?
I am. I don't know if you guys saw my note. Every time I turn the video on, you guys start freezing. So I felt, I don't know, Ashley and I have a lot in common, so it was really easy to connect with that and listen to each other. And it's nice to paraphrase. Did I lose you guys? You're all frozen.
We can hear you. Yeah. It's okay if you want to turn your video off and just share audio. Oh, you can't hear me now. Ah. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry. I swear I'm downtown.
I know. Leah, where are you? We can't hear you. And Stacey,
can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. In any case, it was good to paraphrase. I also found both of us moving into clarifying questions and to move towards solve, just our natural seed. So I enjoyed it.
Say that last part again. Again, like you wanted to ask clarifying questions?
Yeah. Ask clarifying, you know, did I hear you correctly? Do you feel like this limits you? We moved from just clarifying, did I paraphrase this correctly, into I found myself starting to solve.
But like, did I get it right?
Ask clarifying. Yeah, did I get it right? And shall we move forward? Oh, wait, timer. That's not what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, right. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And Stacey was driving, so I didn't have her listen to me and try to pay attention alertly because that would not be safe. But I did invite her to share about herself and I reflected back to her. So Stacey, you're welcome to share how it was for you to like spontaneously be invited to share about your authentic self.
It felt really good. I mean, I feel like I'm definitely like very in touch with that side of myself, but I also, as I was talking about it, I was like, oh, this is why I'm kind of like not all that happy, because this is not at all what my life is. This is like what my like vacations are or something, but it's not at all what my life is. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Huh, like noticing the misalignment. Yeah. Insightful. And how was it for you to hear me reflect back to you what I heard? Did I get it right? No.
Yes, you did. You got it spot on, especially if we're not taking notes. It felt good. I also feel like I feel like you know me, so part of it, like, I think I was like, oh, yeah, Fawn knows me. Okay, cool. Just keep clicking along. But, yeah, it was definitely it helped kind of solidify it. I guess hearing it back almost made me feel like, yeah, that's me. That is me. You know, not just, like, things I like or things that make me alive. It's like, that is me. That is, yes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense.
Like checks out. Like, yep, that's me.
Yeah, well, and like, instead of it being like, I like to do X, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of like, I like to be out in nature, no, I'm a person who really craves and loves and feeds off of being out in nature. I'm a, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like just a little activity. It is my soul. It is who I am. So I need to kind of like honor that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that distinction, the difference between, and God, right? Okay, this brings up a whole thing for me around, like, when we're at social events and people are like, so what do you do, right? And it's like, I swear to God. I mean, it's a lot, it's a much more fun question to answer when we're doing what we love, I will admit that. But even then, it's like, you know, small talk, right? So instead of like, what do, like, who are you, like, who are you really, right? Like, and being able to describe ourselves from a place of, oh, well, I'm a, you know, this is my role, this is my title, this is my duty, these are the, you know, da da da. Like, no, I am passionate, connected to this, and I, you know, thrive in this, and like, totally different way of communicating ourselves. Yeah, thanks for speaking to that. Did anybody else feel that way as you like heard the other person reflecting back to you, that it's like, it felt more like about you than like what you do or what you are? Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. Let's do a highlight reel on the listening. So listeners, what are a couple of things that stood out to you that the other person shared with you that seemed like it was like really important to them, like really something that is like, oof, so much a part of them? It could be one thing or two things, or, you know, kind of speaking to the thing. Highlight reel, I'll start with you, Ash.
Cool. So highlight reel, Leah really, and you could feel it in her, the way she was talking and her energy around, but she really lit up when she started to talk about around just being able to authentically and share and receive information, like share knowledge or share, information with people and receive it back. So she just had this energetic, like when it's like this awesome dynamic of like with being around somebody and being having this two-way communication that is just, you know, beneficial for both ends. But she just really like likes helping people as well as hearing about other people. So it was just, yeah. I'm not doing it justice, but it was just a really cool, it was really cool to see her light up around this whole like vibe of, you know, sharing and receiving information with people and being in those like really cool dynamic conversations.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. Aliana, how was it, or highlight reel about Herky?
With Herky, I really felt like her energy for just like breaking rules and not living life by those rules, you know? And she mentioned, you know, something about corporate and how like there's all those rules of corporate and then like just breaking free from that. And also a little bit from her childhood, how she grew up with a lot of rules. So when she's her authentic self, she's completely free and she's not in this like box of rules and obedient Herky.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah. Rebels. We got rebels in here. The Rebel Coaching Alliance. Leah, highlight reel that you heard from Ashley.
So I really enjoyed when Ashley, she kind of shared two sides, her experience socially when she's being herself. And I really enjoyed hearing how she enjoys being silly and energetic with her husband and that safe zone of just letting your guard down and being goofy. Because, you know, when you're in charge of things all the time, it's nice to just be weird every now and then and be safe about it. So it was really good to hear her share that. I hope I'm explaining it correctly, Ashley. But then she also shared like when she's by herself, what her experience is, being able to quiet the inner thoughts, give herself self-care with meals. That's her authentic self when she's alone. And so it was good insight to think that we kind of do have one authentic self, but one when we're alone and one when we're with others. And she just went straight to that naturally. So that was the most important takeaway from there.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that with us. Aww. And how about you, Herky?
Yeah, so with Alena, I think what I could hear is her connection to God, her spiritual connection is important to her, and she feels like free. She mentioned being on the beach and being free to eat, and so it feels like, you know, the beach setting is ideal, and always having that deeper spiritual connection is also important to her. So she said, like, and I can eat what I want, so maybe it's like, you know, no guilt around that. So yeah, those are some of the things I heard. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. All right. And highlight reel that I heard from Stacy and listening to her, she thrives being around and amongst other people, other like-minded people, but also diverse cultural settings, social settings, arts, music, the flavors of life. She really thrives off of that, as well as nature. Nature is also a really deep part of her spirit, and the balance of those two things really taps her into her authentic thrive mode. Yeah, which I'm like, yep, checks out, because that's kind of how I met her. Awesome, ladies. Thank you for sharing those highlight reels. So your fun work from here ongoing for as long as you want, a lifetime. But specifically, as we are in tandem focusing on biz dev stuff, is I would love for you to continue this inner exploration around opening up and sharing in your journal or with friends. You can do this in your buddy coaching exercises. You can do this on your own. But continuing to tap into who am I when I am authentically me, when I am free to be me, however I am, however I want to be. Like, what do I do? What do I get up to? How do I show up? Like, what does that look like, right? Really reflect back on memories, do some experimentation, like, you know, in your actual life, like have some fun intentionally leaning into being free to be yourself, you know, maybe when nobody's home or whatever. but I want this to stay on top of mind for you. So if you need to put sticky notes or, you know, like a photo or something, anything that can remind you to visit this often, this question around how do I show up when I'm authentically myself and free to authentically be me? And definitely actively keep this on top of mind, maybe journal about it a few times a week for the next month or so. The more you do this, this is like one of the funnest freaking things in the world to do. Like so much is going to emerge. It's like you like peel the lid off and then it's like, oh, this is me. This is what I enjoy. And then you come back to it and it's like something completely different that you hadn't thought about before will come up, and like let it all just like pour through from within or from above or however. And like have a running journal entry or list or, you know, Google Doc or whatever, about this and around this, and be totally honest with yourself. No one has to see this. This is for you. I mean, if you want to share it with us, great, but this is for you. And the reason that I'm having you anchor into this in the next few weeks is because the you and the dynamic between you and your ideal client is going to thrive when you show up as the version of yourself that is free to be yourself and authentically you. I have played with this a lot throughout the years. I have witnessed other coaches out there. We all have, right? Like we know the flavor, usually what it feels like to be around somebody when they're like, they're in their mode, right? Professionally or personally, like, but there's a connection, an authentic connection that happens or doesn't, right? And this is what will open the resonance for your ideal clients as they come into your sphere in whatever way, through whatever channels and avenues. When you're coming from this place and creating everything from this place of authenticity and free to be yourself, warts and all, weirdness and all, then you're going to draw your people. So we don't want to attract everybody. We don't want to appeal to everybody. We're not trying to make pop music here. We're not trying to be a fucking politician, right? Like, we are here to connect with people who get us and who we want to change lives with, or not change lives, help them change their lives. And the authenticity piece is vital. It's vital for that connection. It's vital for the trust, and it's vital for your trust within yourself as a professional, as somebody who's working with other people. When you're showing up as you, there's no imposter syndrome. There's no like, oh, what if they see me out in public? Or like, oh, what if I break character or, you know, whatever in a session? No, there's none of that because you're real through and through. And when you're coming from that place, it's not to say that you're going to embody, like, I'm silly as fuck too. Like, you guys know this, but I'm not always silly, but I give myself permission to be silly when the presence invites the silliness to happen, you know, and I don't get all weirded out or spun out about, oh, it's not professional for me to do that. Like, I do not care. So the more authentic you can be and the more you can lean into this and let go, like Herky the Rebel is inviting us and inspiring us to do, and letting go of the rules and the how we're supposed to be as coaches and like blah, blah, blah. Let's let go of all of that. And circling back to a theme that came up earlier, the way that we start something is the energy with which it's going to move forward, right? We're like, we're creating a start, and then there's a momentum happening from that. And if we can start the journey of being a coach from a place of authenticity and stretch into that, then everything that happens down the road will build on that, right? And will help us to develop that. And it also helps us to develop our authentic selves and really lean into that and feel great about that. Something about being our authentic selves and being free to be ourselves, even if, like, you know, whatever that may mean, is typically it's when we're aligned with thriving the most, or our natural connection with source energy, right? The molecules, the things that are smaller than molecules that make us up. When we're freely being ourselves, there's nothing blocking it. We're like, we're in flow, right? We're able to be present in like a really pure way and handle things from a really pure, I don't want to say pure, that's a weird way to say that, but like a really connected place, like connected to our intuition, connected to our compass, our internal navigation system, et cetera. And then when we're in presence with our ideal clients, when we show up from that place, we don't have to worry about getting it, being right, doing it right, you know, like showing up right. Because when they met us and when they said yes to working with us, we were being authentic. So they got a sense of who we are. No shenanigans. So that's that part of the equation. And so building your business is building your thriving business. Again, two pieces. One piece is you, the other piece is your ideal client. When you show up authentically and draw from that well and create from that well, then you're also fusing that with really visioning in and getting clear about and connecting with your ideal client and who they are and their inner world and all of that goodness. And you create your business from that place. It is like magic. It is so awesome. And I know you guys like see me doing it. So it's not to say that like this is the right or the best way, but it's super fun and it feels great. So I want to do an activity with you ladies that is, well, does that make sense? Sorry, I'm like cruising along because I'm looking at the time. That makes sense? Okay, cool. Yeah, let's shift into the second exercise, which is also a fun one. And this one is facing the ideal client part of the equation. Before we dive into it, as always, I'm going to ask you ladies, who can stay and tell 15 after. Start time. Ricky, looks like you have to, you can, okay. You're muted, Ricky.
Oh.
Sure, yeah. You
can. I'll just check and then like, no, I'm most likely yes.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay. And it's okay if you can't too, that's fine. Okay. All right, we'll wait for Ricky to come back. Does anyone have any questions about what I just went over with authenticity? Okay. Something that you'll notice in the coaching world, and you probably have already, because for me, I can smell it a mile away, is this, like, this coach archetype. There's, like, a coach suit, like a coach persona way of being, especially with like the coaching, a lot of the coaching schools out there, but there's like this persona, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I should be more mindful about how I speak about this, but it doesn't feel authentic, right? Like they're on stage and they're talking about something and it's like, it's so performative that it's like compromising the message, you know, like, and so in the coaching world, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of mask wearing, a lot of like persona stepping into. And, you know, I think it's innocent in most cases because they think that that's what they have to do, because public speaking is kind of like this related cousin to coaching. And so there's kind of this public speaking persona that can accompany like the coaching way of showing up. And if that resonates with you, by all means, like lean into it for sure. Like if that feels authentic for you or something that you find valuable in your dynamic, totally cool. But in my observation and my experience, those coaches, people who show up like that or try to like wear that persona, they're a dime a dozen and it shows. And I've had dozens of clients start working with me and tell me on the consultation call or tell me like into the coaching journey that they've worked with coaches before and they felt like it was a completely different experience. In addition to like the way that I work with people, like with the LFP, but the experience of like the rapport and the authenticity and the connection between them and their coach, right? And that they are, this flavor is a lot, they like it a lot better. And I'm not saying this because of me, I'm saying this because it's like, and all of you, I mean, I'm sensing all of you know this in some capacity of like, you know, if it's not me, somebody else that you've worked with that you're like, oh, thank God for being real. it's refreshing. And my take is like, if we're working with somebody so intimately, if we're their coach, if we're like in it with them for a while, that intimacy and that authenticity is vital. It's paramount, right? It's like dating somebody and showing up fake. like, no. So that's just my two cents about all of that. All right. I was waiting for Herky to rejoin us, but I'm going to start shifting into the next thing. Okay. So now let's talk about ideal clients. Again, there's a video I posted in the Facebook group about this, so you guys can check that out. There's some very, very, very important context in there that I invite you to take as gold because it's well vetted and pretty unanimous in the entrepreneurial space. So building on that, just a little refresher, everything is built upon us and our ideal client, and we are here to everything, that song that, what is Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You, that song from like the 90s, Robin Hood. I think of that all the time when I'm thinking about ideal clients. Because when we powerfully serve our ideal clients, we learn their inner world, we know their pain points, we know what their desires are and their secret desires are and the dreams that they don't tell anybody else about and the fears they don't tell anybody else about. And when we understand them and we can serve them powerfully, people will be knocking down our doors and we will be known as the person in this particular area that changes lives and is like the one to go to. And we reverse engineer the rest of our business around this, right? So our branding, our messaging, our packaging, products and services, programs, scaled business, endeavors, et cetera. So it really does stem with ideal client. I really encourage you to resist the temptation to create something because you think people are going to want it, or to create something or choose branding because like you just like the colors and the stuff, right? There's a little nuance there because yes, show up authentically. Like don't choose branding assets that don't represent you or you do not resonate with. Like, oh my gosh, choose, when it comes to your brand, choose what represents you and aligns with you, but also choose what's going to speak to your people, to your ideal client, the languaging, the colors, the imagery, like all of it. You want them to come across your stuff and you want them to be like, oh my God, like, I can't believe this is happening. This is exactly what I've been looking for. This is amazing, right? This is the best thing ever. We want them to feel like that. We want them to know without even having to hop on the call with us optimally, right? We want them to know just subconsciously. I mean, this is when marketing gets like really, really, really good. It's when they hop on our website, or they find our website or a profile and they see the above the fold image and the blurb and they're like, yeah, that's my person. That's when that's when we're doing great. So don't try to, well, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I highly recommend you do the ideal client research, investigation, visioning, experimentation, exploration before you scaffold anything else in your business in any kind of like major way. So get a landing page up for now. Sure. Like we were talking about at the beginning of the call, that was such a great example. Yes. Get something up that works so people can find you. So you can start like, you know, putting yourself out there. Great. Do it, get some good enough stuff out in the ways that you need to, totally. But do not labor over or make any decisions around anything until you have a clear sense of your people. It's not only going to save you time in the long run and disappointment and money and energy, but it's also going to make the build process so much faster because you're building in alignment with that. And all you have to do is reference who's my ideal client, what is their world about, what resonates with them, where are they hanging out, what speaks to them? What are they struggling with? Right? Okay, I'm going to build what represents that. Right? So at the retreat, even I was kind of surprised by this. I didn't know this, but we did we're like sitting around the giant dining table in a circle and sharing about how everybody found me. And a few of the ladies, it may have even been Ashley or Herky, it was the photo on my landing page, which is like a stock image of a beach. It's like aspirational. It's like gorgeous beach. And then there's like photos of me, like, I don't know, travel, my Instagram photos or something. And don't use my website as an example. That's a whole different story. My website is still the good enough website, you guys, 6 years later. I still have the same kind of thing going on. Point being that it connected with my people, right? Like I time and time again, I hear from people who find me on Thumbtack or Google or whatever that they feel like I'm telling their story. They read a little bit about me and my thing, and they're like, oh my gosh, like I knew that you were like totally different and had to be the one or whatever. So if I didn't build that landing page in the good enough form that it is, I at least did my due diligence in the languaging and the imagery to the good enough stage, right? So, and I fine tuned it over the years. It was way crappier. Like 2 years ago, it was just like, are you kidding me? Anyway, so once you start to get a sense of your ideal client, then it's going to make it, you're going to know what to put on what, you know, and how to communicate yourself and packages too. And sessions and everything, right? You'll know because you'll have a sense of their world and what will serve them the best. So let's vision here a bit. Let's do some fun stuff. And I'm available, and I might do this on next week's office hours. I'm available to help this process for any of you if you're like wanting to dig deeper into ideal client or like big vision, you know, for your business, trajectory, North Star, that kind of stuff. Like, I love it. So let me know. But so tonight, we have about half a note. We have about 20 minutes left. We're going to do some visioning. Okay. So I would like for you ladies to, I'll explain this and then we'll, I'll give you a minute or probably a minute and a half to journal. So grab a pen and paper or write this down. So I would like for you to take a few moments and brainstorm, think about, reflect on who have you felt really excited to be around in your life history. Could be family, aunts, uncles, could be somebody you've met and know personally, could be just like a one-time conversation. But see if you can hone in on, and this is, sorry, this is just an experiment or an exploration tonight. You don't have to stick with this. This isn't, you're not like committing to your ideal client tonight. So don't worry. This is just to give you a sense of how to start processing it. So yeah, tune into the kind of person or a person that you have just really enjoyed connecting with, that also that person was struggling with something that you were just like, oh my God, it like killed you to see how much they were struggling with this thing. It was like, oh my gosh, like I wish I could just like tap you on the forehead and like make it go away. So I'll give you 2 minutes actually. So reflect on maybe who that was. Could be a few different people, and then also the thing that you're like, oh my gosh, if I could help with that, that would be amazing. You're also welcome to consider this, and I invite you to consider this on a the version of the world that you would love to see emerge from the chaos that we're in. Who would you love to help brush off the layers of coal off of their inner light and help them find their thrive mode that then their showing up in the world would help the world become the ideal world that you would love it to be, or that like really feels important to you? So a few different layers there, essentially, like, who would you love to work with? How would you love to help? So go ahead and take 2 minutes. And if more than one kind of person or pain point comes up for you, that's totally fine too. You can jot down however, whatever comes to you. I'm going to shift into a couple of questions of specificity. You'll keep writing. Actually, yeah, 10 seconds to finish your thought in the moment. Okay. We're going to get more specific and kind of really dig in as much as we can here. So take a moment to, and I'll give you a minute as well to write about this and to tap into it, to imagine where that person is, not in the world, but where that person is in their life experience right now in this exact moment. What is their reality like right now? What are they struggling with? What are they like, fuck, I just wish I could change this thing. Go ahead and take a minute to explore that. To tack on to that question, I'll give you 30 seconds to write this out. What are their fears right now? What are they afraid of? And what are they believing right now about themselves or about life that is causing issues? Take 10 more seconds to finish this section, and then we're going to come back to the circle. Okay, finish your thought. And I'm doing this, obviously, like, more quickly, way more quickly than... Okay, so thank you for laser sprinting through that activity. Definitely take this into your journaling and processing in the next month or two, especially the next 2 weeks, like really focus in on this. Okay, so we're going to do part B of that, and then we're going to do a share and we'll start wrapping out. So take a deep breath, maybe wiggle around, stretch if you need to, kind of shake off the pain of the world, the pain of our people. okay, so now we're going to do something that's more uplifting. So earlier you did this exercise around your authentic self and your how you show up when you're free to be you. And earlier, the last few days, as I've been like, feeling into tonight's call and like what we're up to here as we create our businesses. It dawned on me that when we show up as our authentic selves and we're like freely, truly being us, we're kind of like the magic wand in the equation with our clients. Like us showing up as us is part of the experience that has them like trust to do the work and follow through with things and transform their lives. Like they're doing everything, right? But there's something about like the dynamic of us showing up that way that has a bit of a magic wand effect to it. And it's not a perfect working analogy, but that's kind of how it feels sometimes. So I was thinking about that dynamic, and it's like a sweet dynamic when we're in presence with our clients. Like we're kind of showing up and we're like, ding, and they're like doing all the hard stuff and they don't even know that we're over here like shining at them and like touching them with magic. So now what we're going to do is we're going to fast forward into the future to 2021, let's say a year from now. A year from now, and your client, this ideal client that you've kind of identified and explored so far, the one with the pain and the fear and the struggles right now, a year from now, that person has been affected by the magic wand and is fully aligned with their thrive mode. Like they're like total, very closely, if not totally, aligned with their thrive mode. And I'll specify that I care more about the internal aspect of this than like, oh, they have the mansion and the car and the jet or whatever. Like I'm talking about they're in alignment with their lifeblood, right? Their life purpose. So now take a minute and a half to anything that comes to you. Like envision them a year from now, lit up, thriving, oh my gosh, like no limits, no fears, like boom, going for it. And just describe them. What are they like? What are they up to? What is their quality of life? How do they feel? And how are they affecting the world around them? Okay, go ahead. Twenty more seconds. Okay. Go ahead and finish your thought. Cool. Let's do some sharing. Awesome. And then we'll share until 15. I mean, I can go until the 30 after, as always, but I know I don't want to always assume that about you ladies. So let's go until 15 after, and then anyone that wants to stay and share and do a takeaway, we'll do that. But we'll do like a rapid fire here as best we can. So who would like to share that what came up for them around ideal client or who they'd love to work with? Stacey, thank you.
I just wanted to give space for other people, but it's funny, as I wrote through these, I felt like, am I being egotistical? Because I feel like they're a lot about me. I don't know. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm like, oh, this sounds like what I've been through and what I would want to solve and help people like through the other side. So I'm just out there. I thought instantly my head went to five people that either like are a close friend or a coworker. A lot of mine focused around work for some reason. And these are all people that I would just say are like slightly not thriving. They're not like in desperate situations, but they're just not really like, they're just kind of going through the motion, I guess. And they're not really super happy. They're not really doing what they're doing, but they feel like they need to do it to make ends meet or what have you, whatever reasons those are, but kind of like not really passionate, not really fulfilled, but just doing it. And I just could see it. I could just see, like, I want to help them be open. I mean, the like fully aligned and thriving is like laughing, creating, social, being a bright light, giving back, open, safe, free, just like, I want to help people see, like, and if that works for you, that's awesome. So it's not like a judgmental thing that, like, I don't mean to be like poo-poo corporate world. Like, I work with people who love corporate world. They wouldn't be an ideal client for me because, like, they wouldn't go there with me. But I think that I'm looking for the people that are, like, kind of going through the motions, feeling like they have to do something that maybe they don't have to do. And maybe there's another way to think about it. And maybe there's, like, another, you know, I think helping them like kind of pull back the layers, pull back the cloth and be like, there's also this other way too. And that could maybe work and kind of helping like guide them to like get past the fears and get over to that side is kind of what I was picturing.
Woo, awesome. How did it feel for you to explore that?
Really good. I was like, man, first of all, I can do this. And like, you know, I'm still in the middle. I'm in the path. I'm on the path to get there, but I'm not there yet. But yeah, I mean, that would be ultimate life, like game changer if I was able to help people in that way for sure.
Yay. Awesome. Ooh, I love that. Yeah. Great. Sounds like you honed in on a North Star of sorts here and have fun exploring this upcoming week or couple of weeks. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. And I'll be sending out lots of additional stuff to help you guys process through this and continue. I'm like, should we do just one more share and wrap out or do you guys want to stay and share until everybody's had an opportunity to share? Raise your hand if you need to hop off. Ricky does. Okay, cool. So, Herky or Ashley, would you like to share what came up for you? Or if you need to hop off right now, that's fine too.
I'll just do, I did this in B school and I did it a few times, but I just wanted to go back and not cloud myself because I've nailed it to the ideal woman and this and that. And so, and when you also mentioned it could be more than one, so I did have three things branch out. Came back to children who are feeling lost, alone, broken, poor or not poor or whatever. And then the second came from women, mostly in cultures where, you know, with patriarchal cultures where they've really lost themselves in the process and feel sort of zero self-worth, and directionless and helpless, those kind of situations. And the third one was here, this was not gender specific, so anyone wanting to connect deeper on a spiritual level. These are the three things I just, you know, tried to go back and like I said, you know, for me, I nailed it to women and all that things, but then this is again, this theme came up again.
Great. Ooh, thanks for sharing that. Do you have a soundbite that you'd like to share around their Thrive mode? Maybe choose one and share a little bit with us about what Thrive looks like for them.
Yeah. So my ideal client is feeling joyous, living their purpose, making a positive impact on themselves, their homes, families, community, and whoever they serve in the world. They're feeling totally connected to their inner being, no matter how it looks externally. I mean, imagining it to be a great external too, but they're really, really connected and they're feeling lighter, not carrying any heavy baggage, more self-love and more and deeper connection with themselves.
Beautiful. Oh, I love that. Yes. lots of like quality of life, existential healing there, right? Like, that's beautiful. Thanks, Harki. And if you need to hop off, Harki, feel free. That's totally fine. Thank you for being here. I'm going to hang out until half hour after whoever wants to hang. And Ashley, do you want to share what came up for you?
Yeah.
Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So similar stuff to kind of what Stacey talked around too, like, you know, that whole corporate feeling around just feeling stuck and not, but knowing that there's, well, one, feeling that they want something more out of life and they want to be doing something else. Like their job is fine. It's like a good job, but they're just still feeling really stuck and they want to be doing something more because they're like working all the time and they're not getting like to spend enough time with their family or just really be present and they're do and go all the time. But what, and I've obviously, Fawn and I, we've explored this a lot in different ways, but what came up for me this time was also around when you put it in the way around, you know, look at somebody in your life who you're excited about to be around, but also just kind of want to help them. It is also a woman who is very so, like in her head and not able to be, feel like she's able to be herself all the time, or feeling like there's like some self-doubt and lack of confidence, in particular related to the workplace. It maybe doesn't show up so much in her personal life, but it shows up maybe somewhat in the workplace, maybe personal too, but it's more so related to the workplace. But that's the theme that came up for me in a lot of the questions that they asked. It was around wanting more confidence and to be just out of their head and just more present, basically. So that's what came up in terms of where they're feeling and where they're at. And then if, you know, in terms of thrive mode, they would be, I think the first thing I wrote is like showing up as authentically as they are, like showing up as their true authentic self, but they're also like happier and free and they feel more confident and they're actually like, feel like they're, you know, at ease and without stress and also like living life, like actually feel like they're living it instead of just going from one thing to the next or doing all the time. So that's awesome.
Yeah. That last part, right? Like living life. It's kind of what's been shared so far. It's like a common theme where it's like, there's life and then there's me and I feel like I'm in a box. Like I can see life out there, but I'm not, like, how do I get there? Thank you. I just want to interject here for a moment and speak to something Stacey said while I have all of you here on the call, and then I'll invite anyone else to share. So yes, our ideal clients are oftentimes the former versions of ourselves, and that is awesome, and that is like powerful. It's an immensely powerful place to come from because we've been there and we can really, really relate, and we've made it through, right? Like even if we're not necessarily in like Shangri-La of our lives, we made it through to the extent that we're no longer there, right? We're like, we're on the other side of it, and that's badass. I've had a lot of my mentors, Celia Ward Wallace in particular. I still have one of her workbooks where she was like, you guys, your clients are the former versions of yourselves. The version of yourself when you were stuck, whether it was 4 months ago, 4 years ago, whatever, and like reverse engineer your journey that you went on. And so that's kind of where I started when I really started to hone in on my ideal client. And that's literally why I built LFP, or like how I landed in all of that, is like the career, knowing that I'm here to do something purpose driven and like knowing that I'm here to do this. But like 10 years ago, the feeling of like, I was so far away from this, that like you couldn't send a rocket in time to save me. And that feeling for the 3 or 4 years that I was just like in this holding pattern of spinning out in existential, like, and then I started figuring it out with my coaches and therapists and my own diligent research and everything. I was like, I want to help people get from where I was to like the other side, because that is fucking brutal. Like, it is not a good time. So in a lot of ways, that's how we're all here right now. It's like, that was a part of what I really wanted to serve. So I just wanted to speak to that, that oftentimes that's a great place to start too, because there's a bit of a confidence of knowing that, like, we do know what it's like. We have been there in ways, right? It doesn't have to be exactly the same thing, but awesome. All right. Ash, if you need to hop off, feel free, Herky, or stay. And Leah, I'd love to hear what came up for you, Leah and or Aliana, if you have time.
I would love to jump in after what you just said, because before everyone hops off, if they could just nod yes or no, did you guys think of a hypothetical person or a real person?
A real person.
Okay. I was like, are we just not naming names because I thought of a real person? So the funny thing is, completely separate from my thought process when we were thinking of the Thrive person and the struggle person, I noticed after I made the notes that they are a couple. The person who's thriving versus the person who's struggling. Also, they are some of my very best friends. And then also, I noticed when Stacy said it, holy crap, the struggle bus is me, like where I'm at, and the thrive person is the road I'm trying to get to. Or in process of getting to. So my ideal client, they have a tremendous amount of passion and desire, but they have a problem with execution. And that is because of a lack of self-esteem or boundaries, or the support network, to get it done. Part of what they're dealing with in their lives right now is significant changes, COVID, children becoming adults and moving out, fear of the future, that it's just not what we told our kids it was when we were raising them. Now we're like, I don't know if the job you're going to college for is going to exist. Let's see. And then just being afraid that you're not going to make a big enough difference, or you're going to become a distraction or a hiccup in the process. Or that they're not important enough in the world or strong enough to make as big of an impact as they want to make for the person that I was doing, which also sounds a lot like me. And then the thrive person, they backed off of the business that they own a little bit in a year. They created more space for themselves to do what they're passionate about, which is their immediate tribe and their regional community. They were able to create more space to mentor people in how they gained this balance, and create more many strength versions of themselves in the tribe to go out and spread more of that. And so, yes, I'm talking about the owners of iCards.
Oh!
So.
Awesome.
Yes. So that is that was very enlightening, because it was not an immediate connection when I went, oh, this is someone I really connect with who's struggling. This is someone I really connect with who's thriving. Oh, look, they're a couple. Oh, my gosh, they're just like me. It was not an immediate connection.
That's amazing. Whoa.
Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks for that aha moment.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for opening your channel.
And everyone else.
Awesome. Thanks, Leah. Cool. One of your action items this week, ladies, is going to be to brainstorm the gap between the two archetypes that you identified tonight, the struggle bus and the enlightened thrive mode. And then how did they get from one to one? And that's going to help you start developing your coaching modality. Aliana, I would love to hear what came up for you, if you'd like to share.
Okay, so for me, it's a mama who's lost in her thoughts, feels like she hasn't found herself, and then she's kind of like in this new body, this new world, but she's still carrying her old self, and she's tired of her own shit. So she's longing for an internal change. She also has a hobby that she's really great at, so she's possibly even considering switching careers, but she's getting in her own way. It's a mama that's either at home or is stuck in a cubicle and really hates that cubicle. they also fear living a mundane life and getting lost in like the mommy world. She's not putting herself a priority. She's putting, you know, the household first, everything else first before putting herself first. She's tired. She's lost in her thoughts and literally has no time. She really believes this story that she has no time for herself. Mm. And that she doesn't, she feels selfish when she takes time for herself. So in the flip mode, this mama, she discovered her inner light. She's filled with joy. She's able to take time off more with her family. She's more patient. She's traveling more, whether if it's like a staycation or away. She's had this huge like revelation that she's not her thoughts and she can create her reality, and she's reading more, she's connected more with a higher power. She's even considering quitting that job and pursuing her passion project.
Awesome. Wow. You hit on so many specific flavors of what that person is going through right now, and then also the aspirational part. That, yeah, you've been doing your homework, girl. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
The word tired really came through. I don't think to use that word or think about that word, but that's like, yeah, moms are really exhausted and tired. Yeah. Wow, awesome. Way to laser in on that. Okay, ladies, I will set you free. Thanks for going over time with me. I might just start to make these calls 2.5 hours. I might just do that. And if the majority can make that happen, I'll post in the Facebook group because I always want to go over time with you. So, yeah, I'll have action items up tomorrow. We're going to continue exploring self in the equation and ideal client and how ideal client sits in context to developing your business so that you kind of have a sense of like why this is so important first. And then we're going to move into, in a couple of weeks, we're going to move into creating, like, you know, thinking about branding, thinking about messaging, how to start developing our modality and our, if you choose to, you know, want to do that, you don't have to have a modality or like kind of create your own thing. You can just use the coaching model. That's fine. But we'll talk about how to powerfully serve them. And I'm going to put a survey in the group to see, like, because I'm, as I mentioned in my video, I'm totally up to like having, like stretching this out and kind of moving into more like advanced coaching stuff. But I'll put a poll in the group. But as far as I can foresee right now, we'll probably for sure have 2 more calls. And if you guys find value in that. And the idea here is to, within the next month or so, for everybody who's here, who's been, you know, and doing the work and getting caught up in all of that stuff. But my goal is to provide and support all of you in having what you need to know, at least know what to do to go out into the world and start actually coaching. If not actually doing it. So we're headed in that direction. And we're going to talk about how to build a successful business from the start as opposed to like struggling for years to try to do it. Cool. All right. Everybody have a beautiful evening. Feel free to post takeaways, questions in the Facebook group. Love y'all. Be well. Ciao.